3, 2, 1, boom! Broadcasting live from the center of the universe, presenting the world's only business school without the BS, with optometrist and entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner and USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark. Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show on Talk Radio 1170.
Yes, sir. It's Ian Clay, broadcasting from the box in the 918. Hey, business school in the topic today. Check the syllabus, it's getting you paid. I'm making the business boom, it's what we do.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio, and today we're talking about enhancing the efficiency of your life. But before we get into the details, Z, you are probably the most efficient time manager I've ever seen outside of Lee Cockrell. Now, Lee Cockrell is a rare breed. This is the former executive vice president of Walt Disney World Resorts. And we were driving, I picked him up from the airport in the Hummer. We're driving to your house. We're going to have a staff party at your home.
Yes, I remember.
We're driving on Peoria past a place that's an auto car wash. And he goes, you should pull over. And I said, what? He goes, you need to wash this car. And we're right near one. You should pull over. And I know his mind's always thinking that way. Like, one, why is the exterior of your car dirty? Why is the exterior of your car dirty? Two, we're already driving past it. Three, this is the most efficient move. I mean, that's how you manage a company like Disney World with a million customers a week and 40,000 guests. But you're a pretty close number two.
I thought that was going to go a little different than what it did.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Yes, because
he definitely made me clean the exterior of that car.
Well, I thought he was probably going to say, pull the car over right now. Because I'm going to drive, because you are perhaps the worst driver I've ever been with. And
I'm scared to death.
My
right
life,
now.
I still got a little bit of chicken left on the bone here. My life still got a few years to go.
Because he was north of 70, I think that I was white knuckling it and trying to be really, really safe. So I pre-deployed the airbags.
That's not surprising.
And I just drove slow, and I was doing 2 miles an hour so everybody could see me, you know, really slow. There.
I mean,
it was hard to hear Lee through his helmet.
I mean, I'm not sure if you're the worst driver in the history of the world.
No, for sure.
But perhaps right now.
The thing is, I don't get in car accidents. If you look at my driving record, you would say, well, this guy doesn't get any car accidents. It's because other people are swerving.
Yes, of course.
It's terrible. I get so many honks and
so many honks.
We were downtown.
Hey, it's another Thrive fan.
This one's funny. We were downtown Chicago, and my wife declares that she wants organic soup. And if you've been around my wife and my wife hasn't eaten for a while, if she wants organic soup, I'm like, okay, I'll get it for you. Just don't. Because once it gets into that whole, if you don't get me organic soup, I'll gouge out your eyeballs. Once it gets into that like Smeagol level, like,
oh yeah,
you don't want that to happen.
You don't want that. That's not good.
She's a sweet lady. But once you pass that threshold, she's, you know, but my wife's very fastidious about making sure that she keeps a steady intake of healthy foods. And she eats consistently at intervals so her body never goes into fasting mode. And she has a diet that's skewed high protein, low carb. And it's all this stuff that makes her look younger every year. I look at their wedding photos and I'm like, what is going on? How are you getting younger? So, see, you've been a guy in the last, I'd say, 18 months, last 2 years, you've become very intentional about what you're eating. You're not a health expert, but you become very intentional. So why is it important that everybody becomes intentional about what they're eating? And what are you doing on a daily basis? What's your deal there? Are you doing the IV drip move? Are you going all meat all the time? What are you doing?
Well, about 18 months ago, as you said, I met with a new kind of doctor, concierge doctor. And so they did
concierge,
this. So they have a nutritionist and they have an exercise person and they have just like an 8-hour.
Guy that feeds your dog organic lobster? Is when you say concierge, I mean, is that in the food chain? Is he the guy who feeds you?
No, that's the butler service that I have.
Okay, nice.
That's the actual. That's the actual concierge.
Actual concierge. No, I feed my dog lobster. Oh, you crack my business.
Feeds him king crab, obviously.
And so they outlined a good, healthy diet.
Right.
Exercise program, how often to do cardio, how long to do cardio, the heart range for my cardio.
Give us the specifics. What are you doing right now? We want to know.
I do 2 to 3 times a week. I do some cardio. I go down to, I have one of those elliptical kind of things,
Body. He wants to work out. He's a body.
What's the old Jane Fonda workout song is? Right.
Can I say Macho Man? But yeah.
I wear my leg warmers, kind of shoved down a little bit on my legs.
Do you
know?
Wear a leotard over your Lululemon pants? Like
yes.
Jane Fonda?
Oh, yeah. It's quite.
Wow, that's a mental picture right there.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop. Someone's going to be driving around listening to this, believing you. It's like, oh, my gosh, Dr. Zellner, where is
it? I knew it.
Does it like have the full bottom on it, or is it yeah. like.
Whoa. The old V-neck.
Can we get back to the
reverse V-neck?
People are listening to this podcast and radio show. They need the super move.
Clay's lost it. Okay. We're done.
They're taking notes. They're like,
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, back to you, Z. So what's your moves?
So my moves.
No, I'm serious though. What are you eating right now? What are you doing? Someone wants to know. They're taking some notes.
I'm kind of like your wife. I'm doing a low carb diet, but I'm not so low that I'm going into ketosis. We've so talked about that before in the show.
You're eating with people. You're not solo.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm eating low carbs, and I can't eat anything basically that's white.
Whoa.
Except cottage cheese or cauliflower.
Is this a racist thing? Are you? Z?
We're politically correct on the show.
That's true.
Hush. No. You're,
brown rice matters.
Z's got a new bumper sticker on his car that says that if you're white, you're wrong. That's what he's saying.
Right there. Oh, unless you're cottage cheese or cauliflower.
Nice. Thanks for that politically correct clarifier. Okay. So here is the deal. Seriously, we have multiple clients that we work with who own businesses who are in the fitness industry. And if you sit down with them, we have a lot of doctors we work with. If you sit down with them and you say, hey, I want to get in better shape, they'll all tell you, listen, when you eat carbohydrates, it turns into spiked insulin levels, which causes you to get fat. So just cut out the carbs. Don't eat the wheat. Don't eat the sweets. Try to eat clean meats, and there you go.
There you go. And the thing about it is, and also, you know, I have a sleep center. If you're listening out there and you're not sleeping well, that really lowers your efficiency to get stuff done the next day. So you may have a lot of things scheduled, and you may say, I listened to the Thrive Time show, and I'm going to schedule my life up now, and I'm going to get all this stuff done.
I'm never going to sleep again.
I can't get up.
I'm going to take it up.
So if you're not sleeping right and eating right, you don't feel right, and it's hard to do the right thing.
Ooh.
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 Right. Did you make that up right now?
It sure did.
Nice.
I
want
to put that down in a leather-bound book and give it to Chubb.
I would take it gladly.
Would you get a piece of chalk out when we write that on the
wall
somewhere?
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Now we're moving on to our next super moves. You want to schedule weekly meetings for your family. I see this happen all the time. Lee Cockerell, if he were here, the former executive vice president of Walt Disney World Resorts, he talks about this. But if you're not careful as an entrepreneur, there's always one more deal you could do. Hypothetically, if you're a residential real estate investor, turned to duplex investor, turned to shopping center investor, there's always one more deal you could do. And what happens is then you have like a wife and the kids and family, and you got a DJ company, you have these different things out there. You got a carpet cleaning company, you've got a haircut business, you got an optometry clinic, whatever you're doing, there's always one more deal. And Lee Cockerell would tell you this. He says, you either pay now or you pay later with just about every decision you make about how and where you spend your time. So eventually, even though we are capitalist pigs, we would recommend you would turn your phone off, Z, and focus on family time. Why?
Right. I think that's one of the keys is that when you're with your family, you're not working, you don't have your laptop out, you're not like, I'm answering emails, this is very important, but I'm with you kids, yeah, okay. And I think also, too, that's one of the questions I get asked the most from young entrepreneurs is, how do I know if I'm spending too much time at work? How do I know that?
Well, one is I think when you come home and you don't remember your kids' names. I have five. So if you would look at them and go, hey, you over there. Hey,
you,
big
you,
shooter.
Big
hey,
shooter.
Guy.
Like, I you love
start,
you.
When you start using those church names, you know what? You've been to church two or three Sundays in a row and you've been introduced three or four times.
Yes.
To somebody in passing. And now you're like, you can't remember. Is it Dave? Is it Doug?
Is
she a he?
Yeah.
Is he a she? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it Pat?
When you start calling your son brother.
Hey
there, brother.
Hey, guy.
I mean, hey, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, bro.
That's how you know you've been at work too long.
Bro's a new,
Brostradamus or whatever your name is. That's how you know. Also, what happens? What happens when you've been at work too long? What happens?
Your significant other will let you know. So that pendulum swings one. You know, I tell them, hey, work. Your significant other will let you know that they need a little bit of you time, and listen to that. Then go do it and be present. Be there. Turn your phone off. Don't have a laptop. Have an iPad. Turn everything off and actually be with them, because that way you may only be with them a couple hours, but it'll feel like much more.
I want to tee this next one up for Marshall, because Marshall, you are a guy. You're a man of faith. You're also an effective, you're the Tim Duncan of business. You're about the fundamentals. You're known for being a guy who gets things done. You're very diligent. You're a great steward of your time. But you also understand that if you do not schedule time for your faith, it won't happen. So Matthew 16:26 reads, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" So, Marshall, the two questions I'd have is, what have you given in exchange for your soul? And two, why do you not go to church anymore?
I don't go to church anymore because of all of the people. Okay? This is what I do, is I watch T.D. Jakes' sermons.
So you block out time for your faith?
I block out time for my faith.
Okay.
Okay, so I actually watch T.D. Jakes as part of my meta time every single morning. And then for all of the big, more orthodox church events, is my mom was raised Catholic, and so it's very meaningful for her for me to attend church with her on Sundays.
So you haven't exchanged your soul for money. You actually go to a church.
That's
you listen to T.D. Jakes. How do you have time? These are the questions I have. How do you have time? I mean, shouldn't you be working on a business plan, or shouldn't you be chasing the ladies around?
Ooh,
I mean,
you're a lady.
Marshall's kind of a unique quadrant of single. How old are you, Marshall?
I'm 27.
He's 27. See, he's upper 20s, right? Upper 20s.
Yes, that's upper
20s. So he could go down as low as what, 22, 23? Can he go down to 23? Is that still safe? Could he go down in the dating pool to 20? What's the lowest he could go in dating limbo for a guy like Marshall? 27? What's the lowest he could go?
I'm going to live the rest of my life like this. So I
think 21 is probably.
If he goes like 19, are you going, that's a little creepy?
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Okay, I'm on board with that, Z.
Yeah. 20? 20? I mean, she's going to turn 21 on before
I don't
the
know.
Then it gets weird if you have a drink for dinner.
What's the highest he could go, though? Can he go like 53?
70.
Z, can he go 70?
70.
Should he be using cougar repellent? I mean, how old should he go?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He could go on up there. I mean, I've seen, there's ladies now that are into their 60s. And
probably not a bad news. Probably not a bad move.
Right? Chup and I signed you up on singlevirtuousladiesover80.com.
Thank you.
And you'll be getting drip emails, but because they can't see the words, it's slow response time and the whole thing.
Nice.
All right. No, but he's serious.
That
you block out time for your faith. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, we come back from the break, get really detailed about, is scheduling time to make sure that your office supplies are automatically delivered. Chup, why would you want to have your office supplies automatically delivered as opposed to going to Office Depot every single week?
Because you could do what I did when I ran the concrete company and just have to make that trip when you run out of paper or ink or whatever, and it kills an hour and a half of your productivity.
So come on, that sounds fun, though.
Pretty much that easy. And then they try to get you with all the specials and the sales and the Staples rewards. Oh, they're trying to rope you in there. So you just automate that stuff.
So you can automate the delivery of your office supplies. And Z, I don't know if we mentioned it yet, but if you have bathrooms that are chronically dirty and you don't want to do it yourself, Z, there's things called janitorial services that you could outsource.
Absolutely. Yes, I firmly believe, and we have a great one to offer up. If you're listening
right now and you're looking for quality janitorial services, we would recommend that you would check out the good friends at theclassicclean.com. Chup, that's theclassicclean.com. Chup, if I want to call them on a telephone, I know people don't do that a lot anymore, but if I wanted to call them or text them, what's the phone number, my friend?
It's a 918-671-2046. One more time, 918-671-2046 to get a hold of the guys at classicclean.com. Classicclean.com.
Now, Chuck, when we come back from the break, we're talking about enhancing the efficiency of your life and business. And I'm excited to hear your take on this. Scheduling weekly meetings for date night. Chuck, date night. I want to get your take on date night. Where are you going? Where can the Thrivers meet you to go on a date with you and your wife?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Thrive Time Show. Have a business question? Email us today at info@thrivetimeshow.com. And Clay and Dr. Z will answer your business questions live on the air.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. We're talking about 14 super moves that you can use for enhancing the efficiency of your life and business. Now, Eric Chubb, what is this next move?
Friendship. We're going to be talking about schedule weekly meetings for date night.
Now, here is a notable quote from Chip Gaines. This is the co-star of the show Fixer Upper. He and his wife, you'll see them on TV, magazines, everywhere. Their show, The Fixer Upper, is just wildly popular. They do the show from Waco, Texas. They have a product line in a ton of different stores. Their books can be found at all the bookstores out there. And a notable quotable that I read from one of his books that really jumped out to me is he says, if you can't find happiness in the ugliness, you're not going to find it in the beauty either. So here's a guy who professes, and by all accounts, other people are saying this. As you get famous, more and more people come out of the woodwork to say, well, this is how they really are. This is how they really are. All these people are coming out of the woodwork to say he sincerely has been a happy guy, although hopelessly broke for a long, long time before he finally figured out how to flip houses profitably, before he finally figured out his niche. But he's always been a happy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the keys to that is with the relationships you have, whether it's with your kids, your spouse, your neighbor, your cousin, whoever you want to stay in relationship with. Can you talk to me, Chubb, with the Chubb household? How do you guys schedule date night? Is it once every 6 years?
Yeah,
I mean, what's your move? Is it every 7 days, every 6 days?
Yeah, we try to do something on the weekends, usually Saturday nights and then all day Sunday, you know, if we're not doing anything for the show or anything. But we typically like to go out to dinner. This last weekend was my wife's birthday, so we went to Oilers game. We went to dinner into an Oilers game. And then what's that little place across from the BLK where they have the cupcakes? It's Pinkitzel.
Pinkitzel.
So we went there with my daughter. Or we like to go to, you know, local festivals, movies. But mostly what we do is we like to have people over. Just have people over, hang out, you know, fellowship, grill something, and just hang out and talk.
Are you still mixed up in the whole carny scene? I mean, did your wife get you out of the whole carny
No, but
scene?
She said go ahead and tackle that by myself. She kind of, you know what I mean? So it's
Chubb,
it's,
for a while, those listeners who don't know Eric very well, he's managed a construction crew for years. and he almost got caught up in the carny community.
It was
a thing where we rescued him from that. After you manage your own business,
always felt like cabbage for the longest time.
Yeah, it was a fork in the road of my life for sure. I was left or right, but luckily I went with you guys. So
he's got a quick wit. And it was either be on a radio show or be a heckler
at
the carnival.
The dunk tank.
See, he has what it takes to be a heckler.
He does. And he, you know, you can tell he'd been in that culture because they always smell like cabbage.
Yeah.
Now, here's
Hold on. Yeah, I've got some super moves for date night, okay?
Give us
date
the super
night
moves.
Super moves from Dr. Here, Z.
Here's what you need to do. You need, with your significant other or the person you're taking on the date, both of you need to make a list of things you would like to do if on your date night. Because you're going to take turns going every other week. Deciding.
You introduced this move to me approximately 4.5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it really does work. This is a great move.
So let's say on mine, I would put have a steak dinner and see an action movie.
Steak dinner, action movie, Dr. Z's date list.
Another one I might put on there is to you know, maybe go to seafood restaurant and then go bowling. You know?
Seafood and bowl. Are these real examples? You like seafood?
Yeah, I like steak, seafood.
Do you like bowling?
And action movies and bowling.
You watch like bowling? You
too? I've bowled. It's not like
he's an avid bowler.
I'm an avid bowler.
Do you have a ball with a rose in it? I mean, have you taken a live rose and gone through the process of putting it in?
Yes, I built the ball myself.
Okay,
which is hard to do.
So those of you who've never seen Dr. Z, picture the movie Kingpin, and then that's what it's all about. Okay, back to you, sir.
And then she would write down on her list, you know, maybe go to one of her favorite restaurants, maybe Red Rock Canyon, or and then go see a
go to Target
flick.
For like 4 hours, look around
shopping,
for nothing
that's
in particular.
That's on the deal. That was on the list. Yes,
go to
shopping,
Utica, put on shoes, take off shoes, buy the shoes, return the shoes.
Yes, do all that.
And when you do those things, you gotta, like you said earlier, be engaged. Right.
Right. And the thing about it is now, so 1 week I take her list and I design a date night.
Ooh.
You can either do it with her knowledge of it, or I could surprise her. All right.
Right.
So, you know, one may be a boat ride, a dinner up at the lake, and a boat ride or something like that. And so
do you want to tell her when you're on the boat I mean, did she need to know if she's on a boat? Would you want to blindfold her, or at some point you reveal?
At some point. She's not blind through the whole day.
Oh, okay.
That was awesome.
Okay, you
know, you caught the biggest fish. You didn't even know it. I was just taking notes here. And then the next week, she takes my list, and then she would do something on that list. Okay, so that's step one. So that's kind of fun, and it shows that they're engaged, and it's not this. It's not the same date night every week. You're going, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
That's so true. I think a lot of people lose the momentum to go on a date with that ridiculous conversation. What do you want to
do? What do you want to eat?
I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. I'll tell you this. What you got to do today, listen to me, Thrive Nation, today, sit down with your significant other and or brother and sit down and make a list of these things you enjoy doing, because it just adds a variety. It's a cornucopia. Yeah, a plethora.
Come up with 10 items. And
plethora.
So then what happens is this. When you're going on the date night, just the two of you. You don't take a third wheel.
Just the two of us.
You don't take your,
We could take Marshall if we try. Just the two of us.
Or you can do my move and just crash Chup's date night.
Well, the good thing is,
the three of them.
When we go out with our daughter.
Make it if we try. Just the three of them. Tricycles till we die.
Me, myself, and I.
The good thing is, Marshall's so tall, Lily loves to be on his shoulders. So it, like, they just get along. It's great.
I have a question.
So it's like a double date. He's got your daughter. She's too young.
Yeah, weirdo.
When Lily gets on Marshall's shoulders,
yes.
Does she immediately get a nosebleed?
Yeah, it's way up there.
It is so high up there.
Wow. Speaking of Colorado.
He forgets to duck under some doors and knocks her out sometimes.
Nice. Now,
okay,
see.
So it's just the two of you,
yeah,
okay?
Just the two of you.
Now, what do you talk about on the date night? This is important.
Oof.
You don't bring up
taxes.
You don't bring up taxes.
Accounting.
You don't talk about business.
Legal.
You don't talk about
past boyfriends and girlfriends.
The kids. You don't talk about. You talk about Marshall. No,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You talk about
so
each
cute.
Other.
He's just so awesome.
That jawline's so square.
And one of the fun things to talk about is dream, you know, things that I call dreams.
Give it to us.
You know, like if you could live anywhere in the world, where would that be? If you could go anywhere on a vacation this summer, where would that be? You know, what did you like most about our last vacation that we went on? And you're talking to each other and you're not talking about all that other kind of stuff. And you have an attitude of, it's the two of you, it's you against the world.
Why is Marshall here?
So tall, that shadow is cast over everything.
Sugar, why are you up on her shoulders? Could we come on down?
Do you guys want an appetizer?
Candace, why are you on Marshall's shoulders?
We didn't even invite him. What in the world?
He just shows up. Those are some super moves for your date night. Try it. I promise it'll give a little bit of fun to your date night.
I'm putting those into effect, Z. Thank you for that.
You bet. And they'll make a difference, you know, because the problem is a lot of people do a date night, but they don't really get any. It's not the same punch.
My wife and I, we just talk about, on our list of things we love to talk about, we love talking about planning our future for like usually 6 months or a year out, things we want to see.
Yeah.
And it's always just positive. It's dreams and unicorns and goals and short-term goals. And you just got to, because we work together. And if you're not careful, the date starts with, hey, I got one quick accounting question for you. And then you're like, killed the mojo.
No.
And why is Marshall here? Who invited him? Why is he on this date?
He's just everywhere.
I'm here.
Now, Thrive Nation, we come back. We're going to talk about automating your savings and the 14 super moves that you can use for enhancing the efficiency of both your life and your business. Stay tuned. Now, it is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. Catch the broadcast or the podcast download. If you've got a business, we'll help it grow.